the world of successful ... fill in the blanks with your own profession, sport or interest, often uses the rule of the three P's, so much so that there are a wide range of variations of the meaning of each of these P's: passion, preparation, persistence, practice, planning, positive thinking. Preparation produces performance, and so on. As Jesus spends time in the wilderness, he is preparing, and during this time he is certainly passionate and persistent in the face of hostility. We too can apply these very active descriptions to our journey of faith. In our daily walk with Jesus, as we too face temptations from the world to wander from the path, and also to our opportunities of speaking of the gospel's good news. My mum, and I can hear her say it now, used to say, "Practice makes perfect." And although I would be hard-pressed to mention anything which I have done perfectly, it is true that the more you practice, the better you get at something. In this period of Lent and beyond, we pray that in our busy lives, we will make the time available so that we can spend it planning and practicing persistently. In that way, we too will be well prepared to speak passionately about our own experience of our relationship with God, and in so doing open an opportunity for the Holy Spirit to transform lives. We come now to our prayers. Each day I will pick a sentence from the Bible passage which we can use for contemplative prayer. We think of the words in order to understand their context and meaning, feeling the meaning of the words with and in your heart. We pray using these words for ourselves or for others, with only a name and without explaining the reasons or predefining any answers. We listen for God's voice in the quiet of our prayers. I must proclaim the good news of the kingdom of God. Lord, we are often tempted to do what is not quite right, or perhaps more often to not do what is right. Help us in these moments of temptation to hold fast to your commandment that we should love one another. Help us to live out that commandment and through our lives show that you are our Saviour. Lord, we pray that when we remember the great gift you have given to each one of us, may we be passionate about sharing the message you have for the world with everyone we meet. Help us to be sensitive in our speaking of the good news so that we can build up and not damage relationships, so that we can draw others into relationship with you and not drive them away with our words. Lord, we pray that your Holy Spirit be active in our lives, and that you will take our stumbling words and through the power of your Spirit work wonders in the lives of those around us. Amen.